The groundbreaking happened in the spring. We're going through the process of determining the school name, school color, school mascot, all the important things about the school. So in Glenwood, the schools are pretty much at their maximum capacity. And so we're excited to provide a new building, which will relieve some of the overcrowding in Glenwood. We're focused on a couple of different things, and this is what was passed by the voters, just around making sure that students don't have to travel large distances to get to school, that we are building a school that also is representative of the demographics of the entire community, and that, again, back to that relief of overcrowding, that we are accomplishing that goal as well.
Voters were asked to approve this bond. The voters said, yes, we support our schools. What attracted you to this project?
You know, I have had a really cool experience as an educator, and spent a lot of time teaching in the middle school, where I was teaching language arts, became the assistant principal and principal of an elementary school. So I had kind of this K-8 experience that we're talking about having at East Bank. Last year, I was also considered an instructional superintendent for Denver Public Schools, and I was coaching principals at 6 different schools in the northwest part of Denver, which was a phenomenal experience and just an insight to, you know, many of the things that need to change in public education. Just have had a passion for working with English language learners. This was an opportunity to take all of that experience and build a school from the ground up. So having the experience that I have, it allows me to look at the school in kind of a different way, around how we can really make sure that we're engaging the entire community and building something that's very special that meets the needs of every single student at the school.
Talking to Adam Volek, principal of Roaring Fork School District's new school, one of the things about being in Southeast Denver is you're very comfortable in these environments where you have different languages spoken in the homes of your students.
Mm-hmm. So the school that I'm coming from had 28 different languages spoken at it.
Wow.
So one of the things that is a passion of mine is just working in a setting where maybe English isn't the first language spoken at home.
Give us an update on the construction. So you guys are planning to open August of 2017.
Yep. And that's something that's really important to know. I've gotten a lot of questions from our community around, when is the school open? Is it on track? Is it on time to open? And it absolutely is. I attend weekly meetings with the construction crew, and everything is set to open in August.
Between now and then, you are a busy, busy principal, even though you don't have any students yet. Talk about what you're doing to get the community involved.
Community involvement is one of the biggest aspects of the work right now, and it's something that we're really making sure that we're paying attention to. We want this to be a community school, a school where we're building it based off of what the community wants, what the community needs. We have designed a process to really collect as much information as we possibly can. We have a school advisory committee right now that is pretty much comprised of a large representation from the entire community district-wide, and we have students who are involved in it, parents who are involved in it, community members. That particular team is getting ready to create a survey that they're going to send out to the entire community. And we really need the community's input on this that will cover a variety of different things, whether that's program design at the school, the school's culture, or about the mascot, school name, school colors, all of those things. So we really want the entire community across the entire district buying into the new East Bank school.
So these meetings happen every Wednesday?
From 4:30 to 6:30 in the Sopris cafeteria. If you'd like more information about that, anybody can go on to the district's website and they can find the East Bank Community School on there.
On the subject of boundaries and who exactly will be enrolled in your school when it opens next year, there is the first of 3 meetings to talk specifically about that subject.
That's right. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, is the first of the community boundary meetings, and there will be a presentation followed by some opportunity for question and answer. There's another one the following week, Thursday, November 3rd, 5:30 to 6:30 at Glenwood Springs Middle School.
Adam Volek, I'm really excited to follow along in this process as it develops, and I hope you'll come back to KD&K and give us updates.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be honored. Thank you.